Return to a story that we covered a bit last year, the possibility of sand mining in the heart of the Paardeberg, from which area come some of South Africa's most interesting and most internationally and locally highly regarded wines. The Swartland municipality has granted permission for sand mining operations. Not just the wine community, but several concerned people raised objections with that, but the local municipality turned those down, so it's now to the courts. I'm lucky enough to have access to a cottage on a farm in the Sibritskloof area, and I look down on the cellar where David and Nadia Sadi make their wines, and I look across to where Eben Sadi has planted grapes, and to the left of that is where Ardi Badenhorst makes wines, and that is the valley where dozens of sand-carrying trucks will thunder day in and day out. Eben Sadi of Sadi Family Wines. Hello, Eben.
Hi, Jonathan. Good evening.
Yeah, I know you've got problems with a Vodacom tower, I think, so that explains the great, not the terrific quality of the line. So it's to the courts. That's the only recourse now.
Unfortunately, you see, the issue has been that it's just bewildering to think that, you know, in terms of South Africa, I think the story of Swartland wines and the way this region has been going and it's been building over the last 20 years into an incredible dynamic within the new South Africa. And then, you know, it seems that everybody from the entire world can see that this is a immaculate place to make fine wine, and there's a very rich viticultural heritage here. But in the wake of all of that, you know, still... And, you know, against all odds, the consent use was granted by the Swartland municipality. And unfortunately, things will get into a headlock. It's not about personalities or individuals, you know. It's about a magnitude of people and inhabitants of this mountain that's just bewildered, you know. And there's no other option at this stage. Unfortunately, it will have to go to court.
And on what grounds will the appeal to the courts be made? What is the thing that you think was done, or your lawyers advise you was done incorrectly in granting this permission?
I think there's a number of things that needs to happen with any application, you know. But I do think that in terms of agriculture, the department, the Western Cape Department of Agriculture, did not vote in favor of this process to go forward. And, you know, if you look at the Western Cape Department of Development Planning, they also issued letters to say that they were not in favor of this. And so many other departments contradicted this verdict to allow for this mining, you know. And I think, you know, when interdepartments that's supposed to listen to each other can't even listen to each other, I think the whole process is pretty feeble, you know, because it doesn't matter then. If everybody just does to whatever information they get and they interpret it to what they want, you know, there's no reason to get all this information forward. And I think the one thing that shouldn't be overlooked is, you know, I think in an area, if you get 3,000 petitions from people and you get 250 petitions from inhabitants of the area, that's all saying they think this is the wrong direction. And you have two guys that's going saying, we want to go this direction of first properties or whatever. I think one has to have a realistic outlook on the whole process.
The courts are not cheap. Lawyers, legal action is not cheap. people in the wine industry don't make a lot of money. Many of them live from hand to mouth. I mean, the figures, the Vinpro figures make that clear. Very few farms in South Africa, wine farms in South Africa, are profitable. So how are you going to be funding this?
I'm not funding it. No, I think that there's an organization that was created here, not only to battle sand mines. I mean, there's many issues on the socioeconomic and all different fronts within the Paardeberg, you know, there's to deal with. And the Protect the Paardeberg Coalition has got many members, and the members are all going to put in cash. And we're going to soon raise a platform for crowdfunding, because I think as South Africans, we've got to realize that, you know, we got to stand up for the things that are right. You can't just think that somebody out there in office is going to sort it out for you. Unfortunately, this should never have gone into the public sphere. You know, we should never have even been involved in this battle as taxpaying citizens. It should have been dealt with by all the authorities correctly, but it wasn't. And the whole case that's been building is just full of holes. And those holes needs to be looked at by the High Court, the highest court of this country. And unfortunately, with all systems falling, you know, who's going to end up ruling the country is going to be the High Court. But we only have one High Court. You know, so it's just tragic that it's got to go to this end.
And probably in the next day or two, you'll be looking to bring in your first grapes of the 2018 harvest. I think last year the first was out in the sort of Bot River area, bringing in some stuff for Marilise Niemont. But and so you and the other farmers in that area who might be affected by this, either directly because your vineyards are close to where the sand mining will take place, or, you know, further afield, because there will be an impact on the Swartland generally. You're having to deal with this and at the same time deal with the third year of drought and getting sufficient grapes of sufficient quality into fermentation to make some decent wine to keep your farms going.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's tough times. I've been producing wine in the Swartland for 20 years, and this is the hardest it's ever been. It's looking grim out there. The vineyards are in dire situations. The underground water resource has been depleted. You know, all reserves have been tapped. You know, it's not everybody's going through a hard time. You know, we going through a hard time. Last year, we lost at our property over all our vineyards. We had a 35% drop in our crop, but this year I think it's going to be 50, it could even be more, 55% drop in our crops and the volumes of wines that we produce. But it doesn't change from things. You know, I think agriculture in the Western Cape is going through a tough time, and I think we got to protect agriculture. It's a topic that's going to be more and more, I think, part of the agenda in 2018. But you know, agriculture is the backbone of any country. You know, it's a sector that provides a lot of work opportunities. You know, it's not just a bunch of grapes. A bunch of grapes has to be farmed throughout a year. It's got to go into a bottle. There's a value add chain to that. There's people that's got to make bottles and corks and labels and capsules and transport and marketing departments and restaurants and sales and everything. And that entire chain is a value on add-on par excellence. And in the end, a lot of the wines get exported, and that's forex coming to our country. It's a very, very important business, and it's a business that needs to be protected.
We've got to move on. Thanks very much. Good luck with the harvest. And once the crowdfunding site is set up, will you get somebody from the Paardeberg Action Group to contact me and give me the crowdfunding details, and then we'll share those? Eben Sadi of Sadi Family Wines, they are taking that to the courts early next week.